With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Senate dismisses all impeachment charges against President Biden's Homeland Security Secretary.
The Republican-led House impeached Alejandro Mayorkas, charging him with refusing to comply with immigration law and for breach of trust for saying the border was secure. But Democrats who controlled the Senate argue that the articles were unconstitutional and ended the impeachment process without a trial. The top GOP senator said history will not judge this moment well, while the White House said the Senate rightly voted down what it called this baseless impeachment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a lot of saber rattling coming out of Tehran.
Iran's president has warned that the tiniest invasion by Israel would bring a massive and harsh response as the region braces for potential Israeli retaliation after Iran's attack over the weekend. Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel in response to an apparent Israeli strike on Iran's embassy compound in Syria on April 1st that killed 12 people, including two Iranian generals. The United Nations is urging maximum restraint between Israel and Iran. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is brushing off those calls, saying Israel will decide how to respond to Iran's attack. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meanwhile, European Union leaders are vowing to ramp up sanctions against Iran as concern grows that the country's unprecedented attack on Israel could fuel a wider war in the Middle East. Denver says it may have to make some steep budget cuts to deal with its growing illegal immigration crisis. The Democrat mayor proposed $45 million in cuts, including over $8 million from the city's police department. Officials say they'll temporarily house, feed, and transport the illegals. This is SRN News. There's a problem with America's youth pastors, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a poll conducted by Arizona Christian University, a lot of the men who are leading young people in local churches lack a biblical worldview. The survey finds only 54% of youth ministers believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation. Just over one-third of them think that there are absolute truths, and only 62% of youth pastors are confident that the Bible is the true word of God to all people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are decrying the Biden administration's new interpretation of the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. Federal regulations published this week say workers will be entitled to time off and other job accommodations for abortions. The act passed with bipartisan congressional support in 2022, but sparked controversy last year when the EEOC included abortion in its draft rules. This is SRN News. Hezbollah strikes during deliberations by Israel's government over how to retaliate against Iran's recent drone and missile attack. The latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
While Mideast observers remain divided over whether Israel will retaliate for Saturday's Iranian bombardment, the Iranian proxy in Lebanon, Hezbollah, launched multiple attacks at the Bedouin border town of Arab el-Aramsheh. Four missiles penetrated Israel's famed anti-missile umbrella, one landing in town, damaging a community center and injuring seven. An eighth was injured as he traveled in a car. Meanwhile, the most frequently debated question remains whether Israel will respond in kind to the aerial armada of more than 300 drones, ballistic, and cruise missiles fired at Israel from Iranian soil. The U.S. is known to be trying to convince Israel to forego any retaliation for now, the minority position to date. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.